once again, I'd like to focus on the Aleph Zeira, on the small Aleph of the word Vayikra. What is the message for us? And once again, I'd like to point out in the parsha of Zohar, Timcha Ezechar Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. Oh, I didn't even conclude in the previous word what that meant, but I think it's pretty obvious that Amalek wants us, in the previous word, Amalek wants us to believe that we are underneath the heavens without finding the godliness within matters of the world, so that it should remain Ashikarcha, it should remain Vayikar, just a coincidence. And our avodah is Timcha Zeichar Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim. We have to erase the memory of Amalek from remaining Tachas Hashemayim. We have to find the Shemayim within everything in our lives. But here, once again, I'd like to point out, to try to understand what the Timcha Zeichar Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim is, to erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. And once again, in the parsha of Amalek at the end of Mishalach, we find that we were able to overcome Amalek when Moshe Rabbeinu would raise his hands, and we would and Amalek would become stronger when Moshe Rabbeinu would put his hands down. And the Mishnah asks, "Did Moshe's hands make war or break war?" Ella rather calls Mashi Yisroel Mestaktim Klapei Mala, as long as Bnei Yisroel would look heavenward, says the Mishnah, and Meshavdim Eslibam Lavim Shvashemayim, they would subjugate their heart to their Father in heaven, they would be victorious. So, we need to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu had to lift his hands for this. I mean, if Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on the mountain, Bnei Yisroel, in order to look at Moshe, they had to look heavenward anyway. So what was the reason he had to lift his hands? By Zmiris and Shabbos, we say, Hashem is Shabbos Abenim Abbas, someone who observes Shabbos, the son and the daughter, L'kel Yerotzu K'mincha Al-Machmas, they will be desired by Hashem like a Korb Mincha. Now, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayikra, we have the parsha of all the kavanas, including the mincha. So, what is it that? Why does the author of Baruch Kalalyan wrote it with Ruach HaKodesh? So, why is it that somebody who observes Shabbos is as if he is desired by Hashem like a korban mincha? Why not a korban oila or a korban shlamim? Why specifically a korban mincha? What does it mean that somebody, Hashem Shabbos HaBeinim Abbas, somebody who observes Shabbos, the son and the daughter? What does this all mean? So I think we can understand this based on the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer brings that the Ramban quotes a Rambam in Vayera Nevuchim, explaining the reason of Karbonos. What is the purpose of Karbonos? And the Rambam in Vayera Nevuchim says that since the Egyptians and the Kazdim worshipped certain animals, the Egyptians worshipped the lamb, and the Kazdim worship the goat, and he says that the Hindus still worship cows until this very day. That's why, says the Rambam, that Hashem said that we should sacrifice all of these to Him, to show that these gods are worthless, and everything is subjugated to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the whole purpose of Kavanos, according to the Rambam, is lohoitzi midas hashoitim, is to exclude the opinion, the philosophy of the fools who worship animals. So we take these animals that they worship and we sacrifice them to Hashem. The Ramban does not like this pshat of the Rambam at the least bit. And he says, the Ramban asks on the Rambam, what are you going to do with the carbon that Hevel offered? Hevel offered a carbon when there were no Avdei Avodah Zarah in the world yet. There were no idol worshippers yet. And Noach came out of the Teva, and there was no one in the world besides himself and his family, and he offered carbonos. Now, what are you going to say there? What was the purpose of those? So therefore, the Ramban concludes that the reason for karbonos is that really, when a person doesn't have avera, a person is chayiv misa. A person should be punished by death, because the person is a moided b'malchus. The person has rebelled against the Rabbanu Shlomo's kingdom, and a moided b'malchus deserves to die. So we take the carbon. A person has to bring a carbon. And we take the carbon and we tear it apart, and we sprinkle the blood and we burn the fat. And the purpose is, says the Ramban, that the person should take to heart that all that is being done to this animal should really have been done to him, because he's chayv misa. He's liable for death. However, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, in his abundant kindness, has allowed the animal to become the temura, to become the exchange for the person, and therefore all of this is being done to the animal instead of the person. And that is the whole purpose of the carbon, to arouse the person to do tshuva and to realize that this all should have been done to him. Says the Chasam Sofer, he brings the reason of the Ramban, and he says, "Gam ze inoy emes." This is also not true. This cannot be the reason for karbonos. And he says, "I'll prove it to you." What if that's the case? What's the reason for a karbon mincha? A karbon mincha is flour. What benefit does a bringing a karbon mincha have? There's no animals being put to death. What message is the person getting when he brings the Korban Mincha? Rather, says Chasam Sofer, the reason is written in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem. That, and says Chasam Sofer, that if it wouldn't be written in the Pasuk, we wouldn't be allowed to say it ourselves. A carbon brings pleasure to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem. Hashem says, this a carbon gives me pleasure. Hashem says, I receive Nachas Ruach She'amarti V'nasas Ritzoni, that I said something should be done and my will was fulfilled. A carbon brings Nachas to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the only reason for carbonos. That the Rabbeinu Shlomo gets nachas. Now, it's very difficult to say such a thing, because to say that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is affected by anything. But it says so in the Pasuk. Hashem says so himself. Ishereach nechoyach l'Hashem. Hashem says, I receive nachas. I receive pleasure that my will was fulfilled. And the truth is that the Chassidish Sforim say that from here we learn to the entire Torah, that everything that we do, every mitzvah that we do, any Torah that we learn, any tefillah that we daven, there's one reason and one reason only. And that is, La'asayis nachas ruach la'abodei yizburach shemoi. All we're doing is bringing nachas to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Because, Amarati v'nasas ritzoini, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, when I say and my will is fulfilled, I receive nachas. I get pleasure from it. And that's our entire Kavana. When we do any mitzvah, we're not doing a mitzvah for schar, to receive reward. We're not reward in this world, not reward in the next world. Our entire purpose of anything that we do is la'asos nachas ruach la'abodei yizburach shemoi, to bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's not for ourselves. It's not because we understand it. It's only for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because he said we should do it. That's why we do it, and it gives him nachas when we do what he said we should do. Chasam Sefer explains according to this, the Gemara says, Kalamaspal b'li tefillin, kilu makriv oyla b'li nesachim. That somebody who davens without tefillin is as if he's offering, obviously a man, who davens without tefillin, is as if he's offering a korban oyla without libations. Now the libations of a korban oyla is, part of the libations is bringing along with it, a person has to bring a mincha, a korban mincha along with it. He has to bring flour, a flour offering along with every oyla. But somebody who davens without tefillin is as if he's offering a korban oyla without nesachim. He explains that usually somebody who davens, it can be easily interpreted that the person is davening for themselves. They're davening because the person said, I need this, I need that. He's davening for Hashem to fulfill their needs. Now, that's not the appropriate kavana for davening. The reason is because it's not appropriate because Hashem knows what we need more than we know what we need. So what purpose is there to go to Hashem and tell him that I need this or I need that? The reason why we daven is because tefillah is keneged tamidim tiknum. The davening was established to take the place of karbonos. And just like karbonos are not offered for our own sake, they're not offered not to rid ourselves of false philosophies, and they're not offered for us to be aroused to do tshuva. They're offered for one reason, to bring nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the same reason we daven. The Rabbeinu Shalom said we should daven, and that's why we daven, to bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now, tefillin represent this concept. Tefillin are worn on the head, over the head. The tefillin represent that our avoda is above us. It's not something that we do for our own sake. It's something that we do for a sake that is above our comprehension. Above us in generally, it's lasos nachas ruach l'avodas baruch shmo, just to bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is what tefillin represent. Now, somebody who davens with tefillin, the person is showing that their entire purpose of davening is tefillindik, is to make a nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not something for myself, it's something that's above me. But if someone davens without tefillin, then their davening can be interpreted to be selfish, to be for their own sake. It's like they're bringing a korban oyla without nesachim. A korban oyla without nesachim can also be interpreted that the person is bringing it for their own sake, so that they should be aroused to do tshuva, that the person should make a cheshbon, everything they're doing to the korban should be done to me. But once they bring it with nesachim, that which is a korban mincha, and that whole philosophy doesn't apply to a korban mincha, then it's obvious that the oyla is being brought lasas nachas ruach l'avodas baruch shmoy. Davening with tefillin is similar to bringing an oyla with nesachim. But somebody who davens without tefillin, which can be interpreted that it's for his own sake, that's like bringing a korban oyla without nesachim, which could also be interpreted that it's for the person's own sake and not to bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Sfasama says that's pshat in the pasuk, manis filosi l'cha Hashem es rotzon. That when my tefillah is l'cha Hashem, when my tefillah is for one purpose, and that is for your sake, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that creates an eis ratzon. It creates a time of will that the Rabbeinu Shleilam should want to fulfill my needs, even though that's not the purpose of my davening. Vanis filosi l'cha Hashem, then it's an eis ratzon, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Asei ritzoinoi ki ritzoinecha. You make Hashem's will like your will, then Hashem will make your will like His will. So when a person fulfills, when a person davens because that's Hashem's will, he's making Hashem's will His will. That is an eis ratzon, and it causes the Rabbeinu Shlom to make our will His will. how to some sefer interprets the pasuk by when Shimshon's parents, when the Malach came to Shimshon's parents to tell them that they were going to have a son, so it says that they offered a carbon oil and a mincha. And when they offered it, the fire went up and the Malach ascended together with the fire. And that's when they realized that the person talking to them was a Malach. So Manoach said, "Oi, we're going to die, because we saw an angel." So Manoach's wife said to him, "Lu chafetz Hashem lahamisenu, loy lokach miyadenu oila mincha." If Hashem wanted to kill us, He wouldn't have accepted from us the oila and the mincha. Says the Chassam Sofer, what is alluded to in this pasuk is that if the entire purpose of karbonis would be because we're chayiv misa, that would only explain a oila. That doesn't explain a karbon mincha, because only a karbon oila is a behema where all the thing where that is put to death and all these different things are being done to it. Not so the karbon mincha. That's what she said. Lu chafetz Hashem lahamisenu. If the whole reason for karbonis is because we're chayiv misa, then Hashem wouldn't accept from us a oila and a mincha. He would only take an oila from us, not a mincha. And this is why some sefer brings a medrash. It says in the medrash, "Orval Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim." It says in the pasuk, it will be sweet to Hashem the mincha of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, ki me'oila mechsham kadmanius, like it used to be. And like the earlier years, says the Medrash, ki me'olam means in the times of Noach, Yechashanu kadmonius means in the time of Hevel. So he says, v'orval Hashem, we see from here that the reason for a karbon is because it's sweet to Hashem. Minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, specifically a karbon mincha proves that. Because any other karbon, you could think that it's because we're chayiv misa, and we're bringing the carbon instead of that. No, v'arvad Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, ki me'oilam achshon kadmoniyah, is like the carbon of Noach and the carbon of Hevel, which cannot be interpreted to mean to be as a exclusion of the philosophy of the idol worshippers, because in those days there were no idol worshippers. The reason is, and it's a mincha, so it also can't be because the animal is taking our place. So it has to be, the only reason can be va'arva l'Hashem. The only reason can be is that it's because it's sweet to the Rabbi Nishlam. We're bringing nachas to the Rabbi Nishlam. According to this, says the Chassam Sofer, that we can understand, the Gemara says that Mordechai came and saw Mordechai teaching children the halachas of the kemitza of a karbon mincha. And Haman said to Mordechai, "Your koimetz of the karbon mincha has outweighed my 100 kikar kesef that I gave to annihilate Klal Yisrael." So he said, says Chassam Sofer, that originally Haman came to the Melech, and we know that the Melech is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he said, "Yeshno yam echad mefuzer mefoided beinu amim." There's a nation that is dispersed among all the nations. Meaning, they're in Golas. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There are no Karbonos. And they're not observing the laws of the king. They're committing Averis. So they're committing Averis, and there are no Karbonos. So they're Chayev Misa, says Haman, and there are no Karbonos to take their place. So therefore, you have to destroy them, because they're chayiv misa, and there are no karbonis to take their place. Haman was understood as a given that's the reason of the karbonis. That reason that really Klal Yisrael is chayiv misa, and that karbonis usually take their place. But now that there's no karbonis, they have to be annihilated. But when Haman saw that there's such a thing as a karbon mincha, now all of a sudden he realized that it can't be that the reason for karbonis is to take the place of a yid. That would only work by behemoth. It doesn't work by a karbon mincha. So he was mistaken from the first place. Klal Yisrael is never chayiv misa. So that's what he said. Your koimetz outweighed my aseres alafim kikar kesef. Now, the avodah of... We know we share two different types of relationships with the Rabbeinu Shalom. One is that Rabbeinu Shalom is our father and we are his children. And the other one is that the Rabbeinu Shalom is our king and we are his subjects. We serve him like avodim. Another pasuk says, "Banim atam l'Hashem alakechem," your children to Hashem. Another pasuk says, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim." B'nei Yisrael are my servants. What's the difference between the avodah of a child and the avodah of an eved? The avodah of an eved is for his own sake. The eved couldn't care less about his master. The eved just has to fulfill his duties, and that's all he's concerned about, is fulfilling his own duties. Whereas the child, when a child serves a parent, it's totally for the parent's sake. The child is not doing it for his own sake. So, says the Paitan says, Hashem is Shabbos. Some of you observe Shabbos. Habenim Abbas. But he observes Shabbos not like an Eved. Not because he's not doing it for his own sake. He's doing it like a son or a daughter. Only to bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shleilom. It's accepted by the Rabbeinu Shleilom kimincha machas, like a korban mincha. Any other korban can be interpreted to be for the person's doing it for his own sake, in order to be aroused and do tshuva. But when a person brings a mincha, there's only one reason, like a benim abbas, to lakel yiratzu, to be. So that it should be desired by the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So that it should be a nachas nachas ruach l'habodi yizborach shemay. Now Amalek wants our avodah to be tachas hashemayim. Amalek wants our avodah, as Haman understood, that it's tachas hashemayim. It's for our own sake. It's to save ourselves from death. Amalek can't comprehend that there should be such a thing that a yid should be able to bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But the pasuk says, "Timche zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim." Erase the memory of Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. A yid needs to know that everything that we do brings tremendous nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, as if he's giving something to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael that by serving, by observing Torah and mitzvahs, by learning Torah, by davening, we actually give to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what Yorim Moshe Yodai. And when Klal Yisrael would see Moshe Rabbeinu's hands raised, they would be Meshabedev Slibam La'avim Shabashamayim. They would understand that they're giving to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to their Father in Heaven, specifically to their Father in Heaven, not to their King in Heaven. They're giving to their Father in Heaven like a child serves a parent. But when he would put his hands down as if he's receiving, that's when we gavra Amalek, because that would indicate that we're receiving from the Rabbeinu Shleilam as a result of our mitzvahs, instead of giving to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So this is why the Hagdama, the introduction to the Parsha of Karbonos, is a small aleph. Because Aleph represents, in Kabbalah, represents the world of Pella. The word Aleph and the word Pella are the same letters. Pella is something that's above, it's above us. It's above our comprehension. It represents the world of Keser, like a Keser is worn above a person's head. It represents that is above our understanding, above our comprehension. That's what Torah and mitzvahs is. Torah and mitzvahs is, and karbonos is from the world of Aleph, above our comprehension. It's above us. It's not something that's in it for us. We do it for the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is totally above us. That's what the Aleph represents. And the reason why it's a small Aleph is to emphasize the rest of the word. The rest of the word is v'yikar. Chazal say, and like Yehudim, I saw Oyde v'Simcha v'Sasam v'Yikar elu Tefillin. V'Yikar represents the Tefillin. It's the V'Yikar represents an honor and an adornment. Represents the Tefillin. The Tefillin also as the Chassam Sefer explained, represent this concept that our Avoda is above us, it's worn above our heads, to show that our Avoda is not something, it's not, there's nothing in it for us. It's lasis, it's totally selfless, it's lasis nachasriach, lasis nachasriach, avodis bachshamayit, bring nachas to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's our introduction to Karbonis, from where we learn for the entire Torah that that is our entire Kavana for everything that we do. It's not for our own self. It's lasis nachasruach labodis baruch shemai. So the Eibishter help him that we should be zeich in the schus of serving the Rabbeinu Shleilam like a beinim abbas. Vanis filosi l'cho Hashem. Everything is totally for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That should bring about an eis rotzayin. And just like we're making the Rabbeinu Shleilam's rotzayin our rotzayin, he should make our rotzayin and his rotzayin. And our ikur rotzayin is to see his galus kvod shemayim. Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meheira b'yameinu.